July 13th, 2015 will come to order. Please turn off the sirens, electronic devices. Mr. Richard, will you lead us in pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushrod?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nissler?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here. We have the minutes for the June 8th, 2015 meeting, copy in your package. Do I hear any corrections on your motion? Move by Ms. Bushrod. Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committees, consider street overlay substantial completion as discussed last week. Barber Brothers completed the job. I recommend substantial completion in the amount of $251,773.80.
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre. Second, Mr. Nissler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. This is a sidelight. I think Barber Brothers did us a really good job. They really were good. Planning and zoning, consider variance request, Alton Bubby Luke Jr., 3229 Libel Drive, non-compliance, section 19311, zoning, district R1, side setback, reduced setback from 10 to 4 to build a shop. The sketches up there was discussed last week. It was favorably reported out by the planning commission, unanimously, if I recall. Discussed last week in committee. With that, I'll turn it over to council for consideration. Move, Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider variance request, Alton Bubby Luke, this time at 3313 Live Oak, which is his property, is next door. Non-compliance, section 19311, zoning, district R1, side setback, reduced setback from 10 feet to 6 feet to erect the building. Same thing, they were reported out by the planning commission, discussed last week. What else did I say? Anyway. Move by Ms. Bushrod.
Second.
Second, Mr. Nissler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider final plat of map showing subdivision of the original HHPV property into lots A and B, located in Parrish, Louisiana. It's located in section 13, township 8 south, range 12 east, southeast land district, west of Missouri, town of Brule, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for William and Diane Bates.
Number 3. Well, number 3.
I knew that. I'm just checking to see if y'all paying attention. All right. Consider variance request, Richard Lane, 616 Lyon Street, non-compliance, section 18.13C, accessory structure uses, to consider add a shower, which is accessory structure. This one was reviewed by the planning commission, and the planning commission specified this would only be for a shower, no bathtub, and they voted in favor of it. It was discussed in committee last week, and with that, I'll turn it over to council.
I move to accept.
Mr. Rhodes?
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre?
With the condition?
With the condition it's only a shower. That's correct. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Yes, sir.
This is a shed?
Yes.
That is added on to? This is a shed he's wanting to put
in? Yeah, it's a shed in the back of his house.
He's actually about to construct it all.
It's not built yet.
It's not built yet.
His house, and he got the strip of land behind it. He's going to put a shop.
So it's not connected to his house?
Oh, no. This is an accessory structure.
Accessory?
Yeah.
And there's going to be a bathroom facility inside of it?
A shower.
A shower.
Shower. All right, see, our code says you can't have a bathtub and all, you can't have any bathroom facilities.
Right.
But he would like to have a shower only so that he can clean up back there and take a shower back there. He's been made very well aware by me personally that you can't put anybody to live back there at all. And, you know, so he's agreed, and he agrees that it's the law.
So this pretty much opened up for anybody to have a shed, accessory building, to be able to put a stand-up shower in?
No, it opened it up for anybody who wishes to ask for something that is not written in the ordinances, to get a variance from planning and zoning, come before us to get approved, to have a variance, to make an exception to that ordinance on a case-by-case basis.
So this isn't across the board for everybody?
No.
It doesn't say that right there. It says for Richard Lane.
Correct. I'm just asking for future use. It's going to be for everybody?
Individually. It's case-by-case.
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 Case-by-case. Just like we do everybody who builds a fence in their backyard, or over servitude. Anybody who deviates from the code has the ability to come forward and ask for a variance. If a variance is agreed to, and somebody comes in with something absolutely identical to it, they still have to go through the process and ask for it and explain the details and make sure that they understand. The council understands what's going on before they go.
To do a blanket one, you just can change the ordinance.
Yeah. Right, that's what I'm asking. If someone else comes with an identical form like this.
They go through the process.
There's a difference now. You understand the difference?
I understand you have to go through the process. I'm just wondering if anybody else who comes through with the same exact deal has a reason to be denied.
Not that we know of, but you know, you don't know. It's that's why you have the process. And so people can ask questions. Council members can ask questions. Planning commission can ask questions. The public can ask questions. You know, it's just the way the process works. That's why they have the term variance in the code. If you're going to vary from the code at all, you come forward and ask for a variance. There's a lot of variances in this town of all kinds, and every one of them has to be explained on an individual basis to the planning commission. The planning commission in turn makes a recommendation. The council has another say-so. They have the final say-so. They have the only say-so, really. So every one of them, no matter how much they look alike, has to come forward and explain themselves.
Okay. So this structure here will have a kitchen and a stand-up shower.
Does it say kitchen on here?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking, you're going to have the sketch. Yeah, I really didn't study it.
It says kitchen.
I suppose he will, yeah. Yeah.
Bath, a toilet, and a sink. So it's a shower under it.
Not a tub.
Ma'am?
Not a tub.
Not a tub. We can have a toilet, a sink, a shower, and a kitchen in this particular one.
Right. That's correct.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that they can put anybody to live back there. Even if they have all the amenities that God could ever create, you still can't put somebody living in an accessory structure.
Okay.
In the story. And if you do, we'll be visiting.
Thank you.
And if you know anybody who does that, just let me know. I'll take, you know.
And that's the one I think who asked for it that didn't get it. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. I think I know too, but
yeah.
You got to come get the rest of the story. All right, next one is the one that I read already. Oh, my bad. Okay, got on the track. That was comments from the audience. Any other comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Consider final plat of Mount Shore subdivision of the original HHPB property in the lot A and B, located in Section 13, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, south of the Inland District, west of West Silver River, town of Brule, West Spanish Parish, Louisiana, for William and Diane Beatty, 438 North on Drive. And that was up there too. That's it.
Breaking a lot out.
A lot not front of Public Street. Turn it over to council for consideration. Move on, Ms. Bourgeois.
Second,
Ms. Niesler. Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience?
Second.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Number five, condemnation hearing, 1146 West Main, lot JW1. We have a representative.
Good afternoon, John. I wanted to talk on behalf of the state of James and Henrietta Woods.
Deanna, I was recently appointed to represent the succession heirs on July 2nd. I haven't made any contact with the heirs, not like to get some additional time. I know you and I spoke earlier about maybe 30 days, but Deanna, in retrospect, I probably need 60 days, so I probably have to do an advertisement in a local paper, according to the law, to try to notify the heirs to see if we could possibly...
Well, we can provide you with that. There's information, the names in the property records, not to cut you off, is one of the heirs, and so this is unlike the other situation we've got, where the person in the property records who receives the notice per the tax rolls is deceased, and we had to get somebody appointed. In this one, there hadn't been any movement on the part of the family, and both of the record owners, James Wood Sr. and Ms. Henrietta, are deceased. So that's why we had to force the opening of the succession. I think 4 weeks ought to be plenty enough time. I can get with Mr. Morgan Hall after.
Let's delay it till next time we meet.
Okay.
Next meeting. And if something comes up between, we can always extend it another time.
Okay.
I just want
to make sure, you know, that...
Listen, as I told you privately before here, anything we can do to get the family to take care of it instead of us taking care of it, we bought it. I mean, that's, you know, so anything you can do in the next month, it'd be great. And so I'm going to recommend to the council that we pass this one over until next month.
Well, thank you, Yon. I appreciate it.
Yeah, just give me a call. Okay.
People don't call me.
I know that was a short
question. I know you're a lawyer. They don't call me Your Honor. They call me a lot of things, but it ain't Your Honor.
Make sure we got that in
the
minutes.
Yeah, I got that. We had to get Mr. Hall appointed because the original attorney was in conflict, and so we need a motion to delay this kind of nation hearing
until the next council meeting.
What date would that be?
August 10th.
August 10th.
Okay.
But you and Tom will talk a lot before then, and you know, you're probably going to be able to make contact with the owners, I think, once they figure out that you're out there. You know, as I said, I've had conversations widely spread, and every one of them says, I'm coming to see you, but they never did. So, you know, I mean, I think you'll be able to make contact with them if the fact that you're a court appointed attorney, it'll probably catch their attention better than just me calling them.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Motion by Ms. Bourgeois.
Shane made a motion.
Second. Motion by Ms. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any discussion? Any comments from audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Condemnation hearing for 229 St. John. Oh, we have a representative here? Oh, good.
Yes.
Great.
My name is Marla Dickerson. I'm the court appointed attorney for Mr. Alfred Brown's heirs. In fulfillment of my duties, I published an whereabouts ad in the Westside Journal. I don't have the names because I haven't received the affidavit yet. But through, because Blue is a small town, I was able to ask around and find out that Mr. Brown does have heirs by the name of Darren and Desmond Jones. One of Mr. Jones works at Benedetto's. I was able to have a conversation with him regarding the property. And his brother Darren called me today. They both stated that a Mr. Bro is slowly removing the debris from the property. I have not had a chance to actually give them the pleading or the letter that I was given in this proceeding. So I want to have time to actually forward that information to them so they can read it themselves and then come here and speak to you.
Okay. They have redefined the word slow. When you say they're slowly taking, Mr. Bro is slowly taking care of it. I think we're talking about one burnt plank about 2 feet long per month at the most. I mean, that's why we ended up going with this aggressive action, is because we've been begging and begging. I talked to the young man at Benedetto's. What's his name?
Desmond,
and he said his brother was really the guy who just makes the decisions, and he was supposed to call me, never called me, called back, never called me. I got Carlissa working with me, and you know, just can't get a response. Maybe you, same thing, repeat from last time, same thing. Maybe you can get a response in the next 30 days. But, you know, slow at the pace that it's been going so far is probably not going to be good enough. They got to get serious about it. And it's not, I don't think it's that big a job, really. I mean, I was going to send a guy out there with a backhoe in less than one day, it would be gone. I mean, that's not that big a deal, but, you know, you want more time also, I guess?
I just want to give them the pleadings and the letter to inform them of what's going on, because I've just had verbal communication with them.
So you just made contact, it's more of a...
Yeah, let's do that. You heard my speech about we'd rather the family take care of the same thing, Palagi. Exactly the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Who, Mr. Andre? Second, Mr. Richard, give them 30 more days. Till next. Oh, excuse me, we got to vote for it because Ms. Bourgeois taught you. She's intimidating.
You say that when you got it down.
I didn't.
You're not supposed to coerce the family.
The great rule of middle and rule of high.
All right, motion is second, any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Good. Thank you for showing up.
Thank you.
That's a good sign. Finance, I don't know of anything, personnel, I don't know anything, recreation. Every year when we approve the recreation budget, we do cooperative endeavors with each one of the organizations that eventually receive the help. And these are the ones this year that are up there, so I would think we could authorize in one vote, authorize me to enter cooperative endeavors with these people and the amounts that are contained in the budget. All right, let's do it.
Did we put that in the budget?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some. Well, we got, the amount is, if on the next item, the amount will probably change on one of them. And even if the amount changes later on in the year, we can still change the amount on that thing. The cooperative endeavor says that the town is gaining benefit for the town on the children and the kids or whatever, being able to participate in youth programs, and they're gaining material things. So that's what it basically says. It's just a punch a ticket to make it legal. With that, I would turn it over to council.
Do you need a motion to authorize the mayor to sign those endeavors?
Yes.
I'm moving.
Moving, Senator Ray, second, Mr. Neesler. Any further discussion from council?
Just so we do it like we've always done it.
Yeah.
We pay somebody indirectly.
Yes.
Directly.
One of them's here today, and the vendor is going to call us and get a PO number, and we're going to tell them exactly what we're going to pay. They send us the bill, material goes somewhere else, the bill comes here. Okay. Any further discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. As I said last week, the youth football program needed some equipment. They didn't get their request in time for the regular budget, so I'm recommending that we add that. This is for the, it used to be called the Bully Bears. What do you call that? They're little kids.
Yeah.
They're little bitty kids.
So there's poor different age groups.
Yeah. They start really young, right? Okay, well, that's what I recommend. 45.
Will that be a cooperative endeavor?
Yeah, that's going to be part one of these.
I still move.
What about Ms. Bourgeois? Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Police Department Chief, you got this one?
Oh, yes, sir. For last year, we want to go ahead and honor Jason Fontenot. Did an awesome job he's done the last year. We just felt it does an awesome job for us. He works with the school board and does all his own jumping. And he's always hardworking, great team player. I mean, just an awesome employee. We're just really appreciative of having him here. Just wanted to get an Officer of the Year award for that. Just tremendous commitment. Come on, Jason.
Thank you. Good job, man. Don't miss the meet with Jason Dozen at Catching Those Zone Jumpers, because I can tell you for a fact, excuse me, who do I interrupt? If I'm interrupting, you step in. You giving out some more instructions or what? So that makes it okay for you to just talk? While I'm talking?
I'd have the rest of my own self there.
Yeah. No, I want to show y'all something. I'm sure I'll have a hard time finding it because I want to find it, but I'm going to show y'all something that I've been talking about for a while. Every month, you know, because I was, used to be an engineer and I believe in graphs, I believe pictorial representations of things are much better than just numbers on a piece of paper. And I want to show y'all, I want to show y'all the police income for the year. Y'all can see this. But this big dark line right here is what the police department was supposed to do as far as ticket collection, income. And you can see before Chief LaFoe got here where we were headed. And this is about the time Chief LaFoe took over, and this is what we ended up with. So we, in a half a year, the police department has probably achieved what they had a goal for the entire year. And that has to do with management and guys like Officer Fontenot, who is, I have another set of graphs that show how many tickets and how much income each officer is responsible for. I just graphed everything. And it's very obvious that the bar that Officer Fontenot occupies sticks up higher than everybody else's. And that, I want to add, that is not Officer Fontenot regular officer year round. This is Officer Fontenot, SRO, whose his primary duty is catching zone jumpers. And as a secondary sideline, is handing out tickets. You know, he still outperforms every other officer. And the combination of good management in the police department and individuals like Officer Fontenot, the reason why we are so lucky to have things the way we have it right now. I want to congratulate you and Jonathan. I want to congratulate you. The numbers don't lie.
Appreciate it.
All right. Sorry I ducked out while you guys were thinking. You didn't care. Governmental affairs, I'm not aware of anything. Consideration of vetoed ordinance, we have none. Hearing and final action, we have none. Introduction of ordinances, we have none right now. Resolution and commendation, resolution number 9, requesting congressional reform of the process of planning and construction of vital infrastructure projects where federal funding is potentially involved. This was born from Barry Huggins at the parish council. Cody Rivera came by my office and hand carried it and asked that we would join in. It's in the package for everybody to read, but it basically says, you know, traffic was killing us and somebody got some. So obviously I was hurt. Did you have anything you want to comment on there?
No, I just wanted to say that the parish council unanimously approved this, and I know Port Allen has, but we'll be going to Addis too. Yeah. So we passed a resolution when I was on the council probably in 2001 asking for basically the same thing.
Yeah.
We have not had any help whatsoever, so we're trying it again.
Yeah. Okay.
Mayor.
Yes.
On the last page of the resolution where be it further resolved, uh-huh. It indicates Louisiana's congressional delegation, Governor General, and Police Jury Association. We ought to change that to LNA, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And then I think it ought to add the MPO membership, because that's a transportation planning agency.
All right. That's a good idea. All right, do you want to make a motion with those changes?
Yeah.
Move Mr. Neesley.
Sorry.
Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay, the ayes have it. Police Department report, Chief.
All right.
pretty quiet month through month of June there. We had 8 alarms, 3 animal calls, assisted other agencies 6 times, but 1 burglary at Novus Pharmacy. We had 2 custody matters, 3 disturbances, 1 domestic violence call, 1 hit and run. Let's see, 1 suspicious vehicle, 3 thefts, that was all at Family Dollar, shoplifting, 5 traffic accidents, 2 traffic complaints, 63 traffic stops that resulted in a file being pulled, 1 warrant arrest, 106 complaints for the month, 351 citations, 476 violations, 49 vehicles total with no insurance, and 12 driving under suspension arrests.
I love that, no insurance total. That's good. I love that.
With the traffic enforcement stepped up on the highway, every month we have lower accidents on the highway. So that's really helping out with that too. It was at 30th in January. That's great.
Really doing a lot of that. Great. Any questions for the chief?
Thank you, chief.
Correspondence, I don't have any. Well, the only correspondence I have is my first mayor's report. The population as reported by the treasurer's office is 2833. One of our employees, John DeVille, worked in the maintenance department, has taken employment at a different location. He left in good standing, good employee, but he just thought it would be better for his family if he did that. When we had our big rain 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, we got 3.9 inches of rain in about an hour. We didn't get any water in any houses, and we didn't get any sewer in any houses. But we came close to the sewer at one house, but we were able to save it all. The veterans plaque box in the front, one that, for the flag program, there's brand new plaques in there. They're all sprucing up, and they're supposed to last a lot longer, so you get a chance to take a look at them. I attended a class. The parish council approved money a couple of years ago for a GIS grant, geographical, but something. Anyway, it's a way to computer map everything you want to map, and they have a lot of things mapped, like their utilities and all. I'm meeting tomorrow at, I think, 9 o'clock with the guy, with the engineering firm who does that, and I'm going to discuss with him mapping our sewer system and our zoning. Move those to the same mapping system that the parish has. Very, very good system. And we'll see. I've got to get estimates, and we'll discuss it later. But I really believe this is the way to go, especially if somebody comes in and they have any needs, that you can pull it up. And it's kept up to date, and it's a lot easier than having all the drawings on rolled up in the corner and look all that stuff up. So, and it's the way of the future, and it'll always be updated. So we're going
to
see.
Would anyone have access to that? Could it be like web-based where you can log on and look at it?
Yeah, you can look on it, yeah. You just got to get a password from the engineering company. That would be, yeah, you can look at it. You won't be able to change it, of course.
No,
but you'll just be able to view it, sure.
Like as a resident, so like the tax assessment.
Yeah.
You can just go and look at it.
Yeah, it's a portal. And we today received sketches from two signs. We're trying to get two signs at the same time. One, the city of Marcus sign, and one, the directional sign to get to the police station and the fire and the town hall and everything else around here. And it's been slow. It's understated. The contractor for the police station got so aggravated, he just dropped out. He said, I won't do it no more. Because he's an architect. We're not getting along. And so we're doing it, but it's actually better that we don't have to fool with either one of them. So we got estimates. I'm going to let Ms. Bourgeois inside the design. He drew them up. They're real pretty, and they look good. So
that's the same person that
That Barlow guy is the one for the city limit sign. There's another guy in Baton Rouge who's been a newbie. He had started already on the directional sign at the police station. And I don't remember his name, Kipper or something like that. But anyway, he's a different company, and he's hooked it up. And that's all I have. A loss of personal privilege.
You said that email today about the barge
plan.
Do you want to say anything about that?
I don't want to say anything. I mean, there's going to be hearings on the news. Has it been here?
August 14th.
Yeah, it was put off. Yes, sir.
Do
Did the sand get delivered for sandbags to the ballpark?
I don't know, but I have Dino's number if you need it.
Funny enough, I even...
That wasn't a sarcastic mark. That was something that was part of the parish meeting.
I'm going to tell you that the name of sandbags in the town of Bruley is called Dino Moran. That's the way he wants it. That's the way it's going to be.
So you don't know?
I don't have any idea, no.
For the residents of Bruley, we don't know if we have, they have sand in case the water comes up.
No, but I do know you call Dino Moran and you can find out. His number is, it's posted.
It is posted, you said?
Hold on. It was. I don't know what happened to sign during construction. But I can give you his number after the meeting.
All right.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yes.
Actually, when that came up, I called because his name is not on the website.
Okay.
Okay, and I called the Homeland Security and I asked for Dino and I asked for his cell number.
Uh-huh.
And she was not very nice.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to drill me on who I was, where I was from.
Uh-huh.
I said, I want his cell number.
Gotcha.
She says, and she would not give it to me.
Gotcha. Okay. So I agree with everything you said.
So if, like this lady, this elderly lady who is living by herself,
mm-hmm.
if she needs sandbags,
mm-hmm.
how do we get help for her?
We can't call Jordan.
How we?
We gotta call Dino.
Well, we can't get Dino's number. So how do we get help for these people? I have a husband who can do it for me, but these people who are helpless, how do we help them?
My turn.
You can talk if you want. I know what my answer is. I have, every time we've had a rainstorm, we've had a fiasco over sandbags. And I have, on numerous occasions, talked to Dino about it, in my office, in his office, everywhere. He refuses to accept the fact that we have a problem, and he says, just get him to call me. That's his answer to everyone.
Well,
and you can quote me on that.
Maybe
that's
I'll
a fact.
That.
And I'm sick of it. I told him, buy a sign for that, say, call Dino Moran. This is a joke.
Well, maybe we should bring it up.
It's a freaking joke.
Is the sign out there?
Not anymore, I don't think. Does it matter?
It does.
Okay.
As the people of Bruley, if they have a flood, they need to know where to get sandbags from.
Now that I agree with you. I agree with that.
As the mayor, you're not responsible for helping them get sandbags, you say?
No, I'm not responsible for helping them get sandbags. I have done everything that I can, and I can't push a rope. Can't do it. Can't push a rope.
So if Dino doesn't want to do it, and you can't do it, it just goes by the wayside?
Well, we'll talk to him about it. He said
I'm asking him.
I'm telling you, listen to me.
I'm listening.
He and I met on numerous occasions. He refuses to accept the fact that we have a problem. And he said, if anything has to do with sandbags, have him call me. That, to me, is pretty definitive.
Right. And she can't, she can't get in touch with Dino.
Okay.
So we're asking, what can we do?
Uncle,
ensure that people get sandbags.
I said I'd give you his phone number right after the meeting. I have his personal cell.
Not listening. She couldn't get in touch with him.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Fish.
Okay, let me attempt to tell you what little I know about this. Well, 2 Wednesdays ago when we had that big heavy rain, Bob Benoit and I were out riding around. We met with Joey on the corner of Anita and Ben Zuhl. And Joey mentioned to me that there was no sand at the ballpark, which I would have bet $100 there was sand at the ballparks because I've seen it there before. Bob Benoit also told me they didn't have any sand. So he said, come on, let's go. So we rode over there, actually looked at the ballpark where the sand used to be, and there was no sand. There's some orange dirt that they use for the baseball fields, and there was some like quick dry that they used to dry out the infields. So that next day was a parish council meeting, the next Thursday. I brought that up to Pee Wee and Jason, and they told me they would get some sand delivered that day, which was Thursday, which would be the next day, which is Friday. That Friday, there's sand right there, right now, today. There's sand over there. Now, sandbags, I don't know what the deal is with the sandbags. I didn't know it was that big a deal with Dino, but I will find out from Dino, let me go through Pee Wee first and find out.
I said at the parish council meeting the other day. I said, that's exactly what I said, exactly what I'm telling them.
So, I just want to let you know, there is sand at Alexander Park. I made the comment that There are not shovels there, so if you need your own, Bob told me he had his own sandbags. He just wanted sand. He didn't need sandbags. So,
now. All right, let me interrupt there. All right. There is a gulf of difference between having sand in a pile, sandbags in a room, shovels in another room, and a person being able to get sandbags when a storm comes up within minutes. There's a gulf between those two things, alright? There's none of these help each other when the rain is falling. Can y'all agree with that? Isn't that right?
Or you have to have sand in a bag.
You have to have sand, you have to have shovels, you have to have bags, you have to have people to fill it up, you have to have trucks to put it in, you have to have people to deliver it, you have to have people to store it, and people to stack it up. Now, am I wrong about any of those?
People have to account for themselves to a certain extent.
Excuse me, am I wrong about any of those?
I was answering you.
No, you did make a general statement, people have to be responsible. Those things I just named, don't we need all of those put together? Because if you break a link, any one of those, you don't have people being protected.
Okay.
All right? That's the difference between what I wanted to talk about with Dino and what Dino refuses to talk about. Dino he doesn't want to talk about the details. He doesn't want to say, we're going to do this, we're going to have this done here, we're going to have a stack of them here. I wouldn't have a problem stacking up 50, 100 of them on the covered area in Brule. But he doesn't want to talk about anything in detail to solve the problem. All he wants to do is say, tell him to call me. And I just got tired of fooling with it. Now, you ask me a question. Do I care about people getting sand in Brule? Well, of course I do. That's crazy. But what exactly do you want me to do? Set up a satellite Brule station where we do all those things for everybody? We have 4 employees, and when it's raining, would you rather them sitting out here filling up sandbags or out there on the streets clearing culverts and things?
Depends on who's your ass, whose house is getting flooded. If you ask them,
they can
say their house.
All right, well then we'll just station one of the guys or two of the guys here and just have them wait till somebody drives up and says, my house is flooding. Is that what we do? Then we only have 2 people left.
You're the mayor. That's for you to figure
out. Oh, okay. I got you.
I said, something has
you and Dino ought to get together.
Does it look like something has to be done?
Let me tell you how we used to do it. When some of the hurricanes came, we had actual people that were helping fill the sandbags. We had people coming from Iberville Parish taking our sandbags.
Trailer loads.
In trailer loads, not 5 and 10 sandbags.
Taking them?
Stealing.
Loading them up.
Commonly called stealing. Okay. And selling them on the street.
No easy answer to this. I don't care which side of the issue you're on. I know that we spend time like helping Miss Leona Mayu, who is one of the ones you're talking about, selling several sandbags for herself. So people helped her. But people that are able-bodied, I mean, where do you draw the line? Do you put 50,000 sandbags out there and just let them rot and people steal them and whatever? I mean, at some point in time, you got to draw the line. I don't know what the answer is. I think you got to have sand. I think you got to have sandbags. I don't know where you keep them. I don't know how you police that. It's a very sensitive issue. And today, when the weather's great, it doesn't come up. When you get 4 inches of rain in 2 hours, all of a sudden it's panic.
It's
You're right. Exactly right. So this is something I think we need to sit down and talk about. I can bring up the point. I can't make somebody talk that don't want to talk.
Okay.
Right. So, but I will bring it up to the parish president. I usually go through him on issues like this, so let's go through him first to see if we can get some.
You might also contact the sheriff, because you have the trustees who would be available to assist on the labor side.
Okay. Well, there's a solution to this. Yeah. That's a solution. And it's called cooperation, and it's called organization, and it's called planning ahead. I know that's a solution. I guarantee there's a solution.
I mean, we would volunteer to help.
Rosa. There is a solution.
I agree.
There is a solution, and it's not that complicated. It's not rocket science. But you have to have communication and cooperation and a willing and acceptance that there is a problem. That's the first thing you got to do. You accept the fact there's a problem. Every time we have a storm, sandbags are an emotional event. They used to have them back here behind the fire station, and people would come and say, I don't need sandbags. And the fire would say, well, right around the side. Will you not come fill them up for me? No. When they drop off, they just didn't use. They just go on for whatever. So there's all kinds of issues associated with it. And the one of the major issues is you can't predict when you need them all the time. You can predict when a hurricane's coming, people will come a day or two ahead of time, you can set up something, but you can't predict 3.5 inches and the 4 inches of rain in an hour, you can't predict that. So you have to be in a position to handle that at the time. Cooperation, admission that there is a problem, and communication, that's the things you need to get, we need to get past right now.
Yeah, because the people don't know.
No, they don't know.
We're talking about it here.
Of course not.
Nobody listens to the audio. People out there, the elderly people, they don't know.
That's right.
I mean, we'll be glad to help them.
Well, a lot of people.
If we know where to get.
Okay, so let's, I'll put on my plate that I'll try to start the ball rolling, we'll get some type of program, at least outlined for the next time, okay? I don't know how that'll end up, but we'll go from there. The other thing I wanted to mention, but there is sand at Alexander Park. That was the original question. There is sand there. August 1st, Brewley and Addis will be answering fire calls on a joint basis. Again, trying to put the fire department at West Baton Rouge as one cohesive unit. Going to start with Brewley and Addis trying to be one unit, and August 1st they're going to start making joint calls. So I will get you Dino's number. You're welcome to have it. I have it in my cell phone. I'm sure Joey has it too. And we'll just go from there. I'll be happy to try to answer any other questions.
I just want to say thanks for acknowledging there is a solution to it rather than throwing your hands up.
Appreciate it.
I want to thank Chief and Reserve Officer Ron Ray for helping a person who couldn't get out there. She had sandbags in the shed, but she could not get out there to get it herself. So thank y'all for doing that.
Yes,
Fish.
Yes,
you say there's sand there, but you don't know if there are bags there, right?
I'm pretty sure there's no bags there.
Okay, I think that would be the next step right now, to get some bags for those that are able, that could do it themselves, bring their own shovel if their bags and sand.
Okay.
That's a step in the right direction right now.
Then we would need to know where to put the bags.
Yeah.
Securely.
And shovels.
Okay.
And the little racks to load them with would be nice. And people to show up when they need them. And
well, Joey, no offense when I say this, but every time it rains, we can't send
workers,
people out there.
I thought that's what I said a while ago.
No, I said people have to be
No, that's what I said a while ago. We have four people working in town. Really, if I send one and station them by the sand thing, then, you know, that'd be less people to go around town. You didn't hear me say that?
No. Now, this is not just for...
Nobody heard me say that.
This is not just for the people in town of Brewley.
I understand that before.
So, it would be anybody in the parish, but again, if somebody comes from another parish and loads them up and takes all the sandbags and sand,
you can't.
You don't have anything. So, as far as I'm concerned, sand is very cheap. The labor putting them in together is what's difficult.
And like someone mentioned earlier, someone came and asked, "Were you not going to load the sand up for me?" And they left. Those, if that's an able body, they don't need sand. Let them go. If you have an elderly lady, if the fire department's available, they should help her load up sand.
Okay.
Anybody else? Anything? Mark's supposed to prepare generally everything. All right. Announcements, Landmark and Heritage will meet July 30th. I'm sorry. July 20th, excuse me, at 6:30 p.m. All right, made it through that. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second, Mr. Richard.
7:15.
People warning.